Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Nintendo's first Indie World Showcase of 2024 introduced a plethora of exciting indie titles for the Nintendo Switch. Here's everything that was announced. SteamWorld Heist 2. Thunderful has officially announced that SteamWorld Heist 2 is in development, set to release on August 8, 2024. The game retains its turn-based ricochet strategy gameplay, but transports players to a new, lush, tropical setting called Caribea. Producer Peter Magnusson highlighted the game as a significant expansion in size and scope for the franchise, with enhanced story elements and crew customization. Little Kitty, Big City, set for release on May 9th, this charming game allows players to explore a quirky neighborhood as a mischievous cat. The game promises adventures and interactions with other animals, and even some chaotic fun like tripping humans. Yars Rising, announced by Atari, this side-scrolling run-and-gun platformer draws inspiration from classics like Metroid and Mega Man. Featuring stealth elements, the game will see players dodging and battling robotic enemies. Yars Rising is set to arrive later this year. Refined Self, the personality test game. Coming this summer as a timed exclusive for the Switch, this exploration-based adventure game focuses on self-discovery. Players control an android, uncovering its identity through choices that affect the storyline, offering high replayability. Sticky Business, previously released on PC, Sticky Business launches on the Switch today as a timed console exclusive. This cozy game involves running a sticker business, interacting with customers, and experiencing their stories. Anton Blast, announced during last year's Guerrilla Collective Showcase. Anton Blast is coming to both PC and Nintendo Switch on November 12th. This chaotic action platformer offers extensive destruction and engaging gameplay. Valley Peaks, originally a PC exclusive. This adventure game involves solving unique puzzles on various mountains. Each climb requires a different strategy, adding depth to the gameplay. It's now confirmed for the Nintendo Switch. Lorelei and the Laser Eyes. Set for release in May, this Annapurna Interactive published action-adventure puzzle game takes place in Europe. Players navigate complex illusions and riddles in a non-linear mystery, steadily uncovering a larger story. Europa. After a delay from its initial 2023 release, Novadust Entertainment's action-adventure 3D platformer is now slated for release before the end of 2024. A demo is available on the Switch eShop starting today, giving players a taste of what's to come. Nintendo has secured Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Splintered Fate as a timed exclusive for the Switch. The announcement was made during the Nintendo Indie World Showcase, with the game set to launch this July. Originally developed by Super Evil Megacorp, Splintered Fate first debuted on iOS as an Apple Arcade exclusive in 2023. This marks the first time the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles venture into a roguelike format. In Splintered Fate, players embark on a mission to rescue their kidnapped master, Splinter, battling the notorious Foot Clan. The game features a dynamic and evolving gameplay environment where each level can alter with randomized power-ups, room layouts, and boss modifiers. Players can permanently enhance their turtle characters by purchasing ability-boosting artifacts with in-game currency, enabling them to tackle increasingly difficult challenges. The game also offers the option to explore iconic New York City locations, either solo or in cooperative play. Up to four players can join forces online in a drop-in/drop-out co-op mode, enhancing the multiplayer experience. While the game will debut on the Nintendo Switch as a timed console exclusive, the announcement implies that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Splintered Fate will eventually be available on other consoles and PC after its initial release on Switch. With Larian Studios moving on from Baldur's Gate 3 to focus on a new project, there's considerable speculation about the future of the Baldur's Gate series. The recent success of Baldur's Gate 3, which launched 23 years after Baldur's Gate 2, has ensured the franchise remains a valuable asset. The original Baldur's Gate 2 was developed by BioWare and published by Interplay Entertainment, and its sequel success under Larian has demonstrated the enduring appeal of the series. Hasbro, which owns Dungeons & Dragons through its subsidiary Wizards of the Coast, is keenly aware of the franchise's potential. In a discussion with PC Gamer, Eugene Evans, Senior Vice President of Digital Strategy and Licensing at Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast, expressed optimism about the series' continuation. He mentioned that Hasbro is currently engaging with various potential partners to explore the future direction of the Baldur's Gate franchise. These discussions are part of Hasbro's strategy to ensure the series remains a prominent part of the gaming landscape. Evans did not provide a specific timeline for the announcement or release of the next game in the series. Imagendary Studios, spearheaded by former Blizzard artist Wei Wang, has unveiled their ambitious new project, Astro Pulse Reincarnation. This game is a single-player sci-fi third-person shooter RPG, set on a dystopian Earth that has endured massive changes due to a mysterious cosmic force known as Astro Pulse. Originating from a meteorite that struck Earth 250 million years ago, Astro Pulse has dramatically altered the planet's biological evolution and human civilization, ultimately leading to a global catastrophe. The game's narrative spans billions of years, weaving a complex tale of survival and conflict as new species and civilizations arise. Players will navigate a post-apocalyptic world, guiding a young man and his allies as they strive to overcome their tragic destinies and confront otherworldly threats. In addition to the video game, Imagendary Studios plans to expand the Astro Pulse universe through various media, including short films, comic books, and graphic novels. This transmedia approach aims to create a rich, immersive world for fans to explore. Astro Pulse Reincarnation is being developed using the advanced capabilities of Unreal Engine 5, promising high-quality graphics and gameplay. Further details about the game and its related projects are expected as development continues, offering more insights into this expansive universe crafted by Wei Wang and his team at Imagendary Studios. Bethesda and Tango Gameworks have recently removed Denuvo DRM technology from Ghostwire Tokyo on PC, as indicated by a new entry on SteamDB. This change was implemented through an update that was not accompanied by any official patch notes or comments from the developers, leaving the reasons for the removal unspecified. Denuvo DRM has been a controversial tool used by many game developers to combat piracy by preventing the tampering with games. However, it has also been criticized by players for causing potential performance issues and negatively affecting the overall gaming experience, even for those who legally purchase their games. Ghostwire Tokyo, launched by Bethesda and Tango in 2022, did not initially include Denuvo. The DRM was integrated more than a year after the game's release as part of a significant update that also introduced new content under the Spider's Thread update, as reported by PC Gamer. The specific impacts of the recent update on Ghostwire Tokyo, beyond the removal of Denuvo, still remain unclear. If you appreciate quality gaming, you're likely familiar with the Gentle Bros' delightful action RPG series CatQuest. Fans of the series will be thrilled to learn about the upcoming release of CatQuest 3, Pirates of the Caribbean, scheduled to launch on PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and Steam on August 8th. This next installment is sure to capture the hearts of both new and returning players. Plus, a demo is available on Switch starting today. CatQuest 3, Pirates of the Caribbean, invites players to embrace the life of a swashbuckling pirateer, navigating the expansive archipelago in search of the fabled Northern Star treasure. This open-world adventure spans various lands and seas, challenging players to combat the fearsome Pirate King and his legion of pirates. The Gentle Bros have enriched the game with diverse dungeons and biomes, ensuring a fresh experience as the journey unfolds. While Pirates of the Caribbean may not introduce drastic changes to the formula, it continues the series' tradition of combining real-time combat, dungeon crawling, and equipment progression into a seamlessly enjoyable experience. Dwarf Fortress, the profoundly complex and long-developed colony simulation game, has launched a new public beta version of its adventure mode on Steam. This mode offers players a different way to delve into the game's immensely detailed and procedurally generated worlds, now reimagined as a roguelike RPG. This shift includes procedural quests, NPCs, and turn-based combat, expanding the game's traditional simulation with a narrative-driven exploratory twist. Adventure mode has been a part of Dwarf Fortress in its original ASCII form for many years, appreciated by players for its depth and complexity. However, when the game transitioned to Steam in 2022 with a paid version that featured updated sprite-based graphics, a mouse-driven user interface, and Steam Workshop integration, adventure mode was not included at launch. The game's developers, brothers Zach and Tarn Adams, had assured fans that this beloved mode would eventually make its way to the Steam version. The introduction of Adventure Mode to the Steam audience marks a significant expansion of Dwarf Fortress's offerings, blending classic roguelike elements with the game's signature, intricate simulation mechanics. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry, and until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.